Pastor Brandon coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Pastor Brandon live broadcast. And it's good to be here tonight. I want to thank you all for tuning in and for those who will be tuning in. And this is the broadcast that hell hates. The more you listen, the more you know why. Amen. So, good to be here tonight. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about, but before I do, I'm just going to kind of adjust my camera here a little bit. There we go. So, tonight, we're going to be talking about be sure your sin will find you out. Okay, we're going to kind of go through some scripture and talking about how our sins can find us out, and they can really find us out in many ways, I think. And we're going to kind of, it won't be a real lengthy teaching. It'll be kind of a very short, very short teaching. But I'm going to just kind of go through some scripture, kind of explain a couple of things, and just kind of get into a couple of examples of sin finding you out. And there's actually a lot I want to talk about, because some of the stuff that I want to talk about is going to kind of bleed in with the message, okay? It's going to sort of blend in and bleed in, I've got quite a lesson tonight, so just kind of bear with me. Please pray for me. Please pray for the ministry. Pray for the videos. Pray that people will just receive it. And pray that conviction will happen. And just pray that God will just have his way. Amen. And so I want to kind of start off with some prayer requests. And I want you to pray for a fellow sister. Pray for her mother. Not doing very well, but please pray for her mother. Pray for strength for this fellow sister. I want you to please pray for a fellow brother who has unsaved family members. And pray for a fellow sister that her neighbors have passed away. And also there's another sister that wants or needs prayer for salvation for her father. Please continue to pray for Brother Joey as he still kind of goes through pain. So pray for him. And please pray for another brother, a very good friend of mine, for his family. Please pray for me and my family and the ministry and just for God's will to be done. And please pray for another sister for salvation for family. There is a company. There's kind of a little tiny car shop called the GNS. Please keep them in prayer and pray for kind of their financial needs and stuff like that. I'm not going to really get into detail on that, but please pray for them. That's all I had for the prayer request. So just if you can keep them in prayer, I'm not gonna really mention who they are or details of it, but that's about as detailed I'm gonna get it. So please pray for them. Please pray for me, and we all need it. Amen. We all need prayer, and I'll be praying for you guys as well. So tonight, there's something I just kind of want to share with you, and if you guys are watching this via Facebook, via YouTube, or Sermon Audio, okay, there is something I came across on a TV show that might be very interesting, and I'm trying to figure out how all this kind of, plays out. But, there's something caught my attention on a particular TV show that I was watching. And I just want to kind of share that with you tonight, kind of to kind of kick everything off. And then I kind of want to kind of share about what's kind of going on in our nation right now. And I'm just going to kind of put a warning label, okay? The stuff I'm going to be talking about as per our nation, please, 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 okay, do not take my word for things. Do not take everything I say for truth. Stuff that I haven't really fully researched it out myself, so I'm just, and as a matter of fact, there's going to be some aspects of it I may not share just because of that fact, but they're going to kind of share some basic stuff that I know, and I'm going to kind of give some kind of, I hate to call it theories, but I'm going to kind of give you my input on what I think. So don't take what I say for truth, okay? But, we'll talk about this too. I'm going to talk about this kind of prior to the message. Now, what I want to share with you tonight, and something that really caught my attention, is there is a TV show that I came across. It's called Legends. It's let's see, hang on a second. What is it called here? I gotta look it up on the internet database. But there is this TV show called Legends of Tomorrow, and it's kind of one of those TV shows that's it's DC Comics, and it has a lot of ties with, it ties into like, Supergirl, and it ties into like Flash, and then all these other, it kind of all ties in together. It's kind of doing what Marvel's doing a little bit. But I was watching this Legends of Tomorrow, and it's just really the whole thing is like time travel. You know, you have this time master who has this time ship, and they have to kind of go back and forth in time to restore like the timeline and stuff like that. And it's really interesting. I don't want to say, I wouldn't really recommend it, just because there is a lot of aspects to it that I just don't really care for anymore. I just really don't care for, period. But there's this show called Legend of Tomorrow. And I came across this particular episode on the third season. And this was done in 2017. And there is this instance, they have to go back in time to basically stop all these apparitions from, like, all these different time apparitions from happening. And they're trying to restore these timelines and to kind of restore everything back to normal again. Well, it ends up that they go back in time, and they're trying to help out a man named Barry. Well, and when you first see it, you think, like, okay, well, like, maybe Barry Allen, the Flash, and stuff, but it turns out that they're going back in time to help spare a man named Barry Obama, which basically is Barack Obama, okay? So, but his first name is Barry, but he really goes by Barack Obama, okay? But it's Barack Obama in his younger years, and you have this, I don't want to say a 500-pound gorilla, but you have this really ginormous King Kong-sized gorilla named Grodd. And Grodd is this really large King Kong gorilla that has the ability to influence people, with his mind, okay? He is telekinetic powers, and this gorilla can talk in his mind, and people can hear him. And Grodd was actually the produce, He was the fruit of a man by the name of Harrison Wells, who kind of did this whole particle accelerator. Well, anyways, so Gorilla Grodd, he's this really huge gorilla. I like gorillas like just as much as the next person, but a telepathic gorilla, I don't know. That whole thing just throws me off. Anyways, but there is this telepathic gorilla, and he's trying to get after Barack Obama, okay? Like, he got a hold of him. He wants to, like, take him out, like, kill him, okay? But here's what's really interesting about the whole thing, okay? It's what Grodd says. And what Grodd says is like wordplay and mocking. I don't want to say mocking, but it's like wordplay to what's going on in our nation. Okay? Let me read you what Grodd says, okay? Now, Grodd, the telepathic gorilla, has Barack Obama in his hands, and he's trying to squeeze the daylights out of him. So he's trying to basically kill him. And so while doing this, Gorilla Grodd, okay, this is what he says. He says, "You will not escape Grodd. You will not escape. Grodd will complete his mission." Okay, here's the most important part of that whole line. He says after that, "Time to make America Grodd again." Isn't that interesting? It's all wordplay. Grodd says, "Time to make America Grodd again." It's as if they're kind of mocking Trump a little bit. How Trump says, "Time to make America great again." Grodd, the gorilla, this telepathic gorilla, says, "Time to make America Grodd again." And he says this while he's trying to choke out Obama in his hands. This big old telepathic gorilla has Obama, Barack Obama, in his hands. And he says, "Time to make America Grodd again." It's wordplay is what it is. But that really caught my attention. Okay? But here's what Barry Obama says. That's a character's name. But really, he goes by Barack. Okay? But Obama says, "Clearly, you have some grievance. But perhaps we can look for a common ground." And then you see Grodd grabbing him, and Obama says, "Or not." You know, it's interesting in how these TV shows are getting a grasp of things. And I'm not sure what to make of it. So if you guys by either Facebook or YouTube or Sermon Audio can kind of piece that together, help me piece that together for me. Well, not for me, but help me piece that together to kind of come to a conclusion. I really think it might be something that might be happening to where, you know, it's kind of like a made fun of kind of play where, you know, you've got Trump trying to, you know, get all these Obamaites, the people that are in office, kind of arrested and thrown in jail. We don't know. But it's really interesting that this gorilla named Grodd says, "Time to make America Grodd again." Isn't that interesting? So if you guys have any insight on that, please feel free to message me, email me, or whatever. Just if you have any insight of what you think that means, maybe there isn't. Maybe there is really not a meaning behind it. But it was something that really caught my attention because it was kind of like, you know, they're taking something that Trump would normally say and they would try to, they wordplay it a little bit differently to kind of make fun of it a little bit. It's just really interesting in how a TV show like that would ever, you know, would do that. Amen. So anyways, if there is an insight, please let me know. If it's something that you think you can help me piece together, that'd be even great. Amen. But anyways, I wanted to share that because I thought that was very interesting. And I wasn't quite sure if there was something to it or maybe if I'm just making it something more than I really should. Anyways, but with that, and speaking of Trump, because this is the next part I want to get into, okay? So speaking of Trump, so right now, we, there's going to be, according to what I've been hearing, from friends and elders and just fellow siblings in the Lord, is that they're going to start making arrests, and they're going to start indicting people. Okay? Now, I'm not quite sure about this. This is something I have to research on, but I've heard that they're planning on making like 61,000 some indictments. And it's kind of rumored, it's rumored that Trump is going to use the military or help, or to use part of the military to help make these arrests. And I'm not even sure if that's what's going to happen and stuff like that. But here's the thing. There's also speculation too that if everything of that sort is true, and Trump does actually use some of the military, the question is, the question begs, will Trump actually institute martial law? Will he institute martial law? And one of the things that I was thinking of, you know, with the previous administration and the Trump administration, when you take a look at Obama's administration, the military didn't like him very well. And so we thought that maybe at that time that he would maybe, you know, he would probably get away with trying to input martial law, but the military was against him, so it would be very hard for him to do so. But I had thought that there was a strong possibility that Trump could actually get away with doing something like that, because the military is backing, the military like Trump. They like him. They'll basically do whatever he says. So, with all these arrests that they're going to make, is it possible that Trump can initiate martial law in our nation? And by the way, under martial law, your rights, my rights, and every single one of our rights are suspended, because under martial law, it's do this or else. Martial law is a very strict law. And but is it possible that Trump could initiate martial law into our nation? Is it possible that he could initiate martial law due to the fact that you have the left-wingers and probably would take a look at all these arrests and start getting angry and start looting and start burglarizing, looting, protesting, creating all sorts of chaos? And of course, when you have that much chaos, you're going to have some sort of order. So if it's true that Trump will use some of the military to help make some of these indictment arrests, could it be that Trump could initiate martial law out of the chaos that this will probably cause? It's a possibility. I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying it will happen, but I'm just saying it's a possibility. We don't know. Only time will tell. We really don't know what's going to happen. But what I can tell you for certain is there are things, I don't know, there's something coming. Whether it is good or bad, I know not. But I know that there is something huge coming, and I really don't know what it is. Possibly with all these indictments, that could possibly be it. The result of that, the end result of these arrests. Okay. And so we don't know how it's going to turn out. Only the good Lord knows. Amen. But here's the thing. The reason why they're going to indict a whole bunch of people and have them arrested is due to the fact of their sin, their their pedophilia sins, their sick pedophile behavior is coming out, and it's all coming out, and all this stuff is coming out. Just so happens under the Trump administration, all of this illegal activity that the Luciferians are committing is all coming out. Which is why there's all these there's probably all these indictments, and all these people are going to probably be getting arrested for it. So, with that said, okay, let me tell you something. If you don't repent of your sin will find you out. And that is going to be a result after. And here's the thing. Maybe I'm wrong on this. But here's the thing. For a believer, He gives everyone a space to repent. Not just the believer, but he gives both believer and non-believer a space to repent. Okay? But I think that after that space of repent, if you still haven't repented of your sin, for a believer, God's going to continue dealing with you until it needs to come out. Okay? For a non-believer, different story. Okay? If they seem to be getting away with it for a while, All this stuff could just God's going to probably allow all this stuff to come out. Amen. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Okay. We're going to be talking about your sin finding you out. Hang on a second. I want you guys to turn with me to the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter, turn with me to Numbers chapter 32, verse 23. Numbers chapter 32, verse 23. Okay. Let's see here. Actually, hang on a second. Oh, no, I'm already there. Okay, so I think I said 33. I apologize. It's actually Numbers 32, verse 23. Okay. So, this is what it says. It says, But if ye will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. Okay, now I want to back up a bit. Let's actually back up to verse 22. And let's go to verse 20. Let's start in verse 20, okay? It says, and Moses said unto them, if ye will do this thing, if ye will go on before the Lord to war, and will go all of you armed over Jordan before the Lord until he hath driven out his enemies from before him, and the land be subdued before the Lord, then afterward ye shall return and be guiltless before the Lord and before Israel, and this land shall be your possession before the Lord. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. Okay, so here's the thing. When a believer, when a person sins, okay, but let's stick with a believer, okay? With us believers, if we have wronged, if we've sinned and fallen short, okay, the Lord is going to give us the space to repent, but he's going to chasten us. He's going to chasten us and correct us and rebuke us. But he's going to do it in such a loving way. Okay? Now, if we repent, well, that's good. Okay, we need to repent. But if we don't, eventually it will come down to the point that our sin... It will come to the point where our sin will find us out. Okay? Now, we don't know where that point might be. Okay? But our sin will find us out if we don't repent. Amen? So, Turn with me to Genesis chapter 44, verse 16. Genesis 44, 16. Genesis 44, 16. Okay. I'm going to kind of move this over a little bit. I've got my sound effects I got to get up and running. I really haven't done that yet, so I'm going to do that. But while I'm doing that, turn with me to Genesis 44, 16. Genesis 44, verse 16. It says, "And Judah said, What shall we say unto my Lord? What shall we speak, or how shall we clear ourselves? God hath found out the iniquity of thy servants. Behold, we are my Lord's servants, both we and he also with whom the cup is found." Okay? Now listen. Okay? "God hath found out the iniquity of thy servants." Okay? Iniquity is sin. So God found it out. And God knew about it. Right? God is an all-knowing God. He knows from the beginning and the end. But what this is saying is that God hath found out the iniquity of his servants, meaning that the iniquity is being sent out, is being shown. Okay? Now, how does this apply to what's going on now? Well, you see, I'm gonna mention some names here, and hell is probably not gonna like me for it, but I don't care, because hell can hate me all they want. But we see the... Hang on a second. Okay. So we see the infamous Clinton family, which Hillary Clinton is a witch. She is a witch. Hillary Clinton and the whole Clinton clan, they have been getting away with murder. They've been getting away with thievery. They've been getting away with so much stuff. They think they've got away with trying to steal the election in 2016 and breaking rules and breaking laws. But their sin under Trump, their sin is about to find them out. And if it finds them out, okay, they're going to go to prison for a long time. And Obama, he should have never been president. For some reason, why we even got him elected in, he should have never have been president. Okay, because, you know, under Obama, things got quite explosive. That's a pun intended. Anyways, but under the Obama administration, things got really bad. And here's the thing. He was an Islamic president that we had in this nation. Now, I know some people are going to probably fight me on this, and they're going to probably not like me for this. But Obama wasn't just a first black Islamic president that we've had, but he also was a sodomite. Okay? I believe that Obama was a sodomite, okay, and is and still is, which makes his so-called wife, Miguel, not a woman but a man. That is a transvestite, okay? Now, I'm going to back up my claim, okay? I'm not just going to just leave it at that and not back up my claim. Here's why I say Obama was queer. Okay? Obama, there was a man, okay, that came out. I can't remember, but I have to look it up, but I don't know if it's still on there or if they've taken it down. But there is a video of a man named Larry Sinclair, and Larry Sinclair came out and admitted to having homosexual relations with Obama while he was a senator. Okay? Homosexual relations. There have also been people who've testified that knew him while growing up, that he would actually have homosexual relations with older white men for crack. So Obama was not just queer, but he was a crackhead. Now, unless if he repented from it, which I don't think he did, then that would make the so-called wife that he has a transvestite. And there's actually things about Miguel, or Michelle, which is Miguel, that would make you think that's a transvestite, due to the fact that Adam's apple is more of a masculine trait, broad shoulders, big hands. I mean, and sure, there are women that do have big hands, but the Adam's apple thing, you can't really escape that, because you don't really see women with Adam's apples. That's a masculine trait. But there's other things to it, okay? But that's why I say Obama was queer. Okay, so he was the first gay president we've had, which is ironic because he's a Muslim, and Muslims frown upon sodomites. But here's the thing, okay? So there's speculation with the fact that all the illegal things that Obama has done, that the Obamas might be arrested, and they might rescind his presidency, which means they will make it so that he was never president. Okay, they take him off the president's list. They would get rid of all of the executive orders he put out. In addition, his health care bill would be completely gone. We wouldn't have to worry about that Obamacare anymore. Because, But the thing is, you have all these talking Democrats that are donkeys, which ironically their symbol is a donkey. But the thing is that these people, their sins, it's all starting to come out now. Okay, that's why I think you have all these arrests, all these indictments. Because their sins are finding them out. And it's because they didn't want to repent. And by the way, these people are Luciferians. Okay? These people that are getting indicted are Luciferians. Luciferian pedophiles is what they are. Okay? So, turn with me to Proverbs chapter 5, verse 22. Proverbs 5, 22. I think I passed it. Hang on a sec. Proverbs 5:22. It says, His own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. Okay? His iniquity shall take the wicked himself. Okay, that means that the wicked, which is these Luciferian elitists, okay, their own iniquities shall take means their own iniquities are going to find them out. Okay? Judgment's coming upon these pedophiles. Okay? His own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. Okay? That is kind of what's going to be happening with all these indictments that are about to be happening. And by the way, I think the left wingers are going to take a look at all these indictments and they're going to say that's a bunch of hogwash. You know, they should have never been arrested, and it's going to upset them so bad to where they're going to cause havoc in our nation. Our nation is on the brink of destruction, and as fragile as our economy is, okay, a civil war can take this nation back centuries. Okay? A civil war can be quite damning to our economy. That's how fragile it is. Okay? But here's the thing. For all those who are believers in God, let me tell you something. God will take care of his people. Okay? God will take care of his people. Don't be afraid. Turn with me to Isaiah 59:12. Isaiah 59:12. It says, for our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us, for our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. Okay? Your sins can testify against you, and by that, your sins will find you out. Okay? When your sins testify against you, it means that your sins have found you out. And by the way, that's what's going to happen to all these people who are going to get arrested for their pedophilia. Okay? Their sins will find them out. Okay? There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Okay? Their sins will find them out. Okay? Now listen. Jonah. Okay? His sins found him out. His rebellion against God found his... His sin found him out, okay? Turn with me to Jonah chapter 1, verse 7. Jonah 1:7. Okay? It says, and they said, everyone who is fellow, come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Okay? So Jonah rebelled against God. Okay? Jonah had rebelled against God, and because of it, there was a storm that came upon him and everybody on this ship going to Tarshish, and affected everybody. Okay? And Jonah fessed up. Okay? His sin found him out, and he fessed up. Okay? But the Lord had mercy on him, and the Lord forgave him. As a matter of fact, the Lord redirected him, and he eventually became obedient again. Okay? But Jonah did wrong, and because Jonah did wrong, his sin found him out, and his sin affected others. Okay? Believer, listen to me. If you think that your sins will not affect other people, you're mistaken. Okay? Your sins will affect others and you may not know it. Just like Jonah. His sins almost cost the lives of everybody on that ship, on that boat. But God spared him. Matter of fact, the other people on that ship, I believed on God because it says that they had offered offerings up to God. Okay, so that's number one I want to just kind of share with you. Now, number two, I want us to take a look at, and this is going to be the last part of the sermon. So Turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 11. 1 Samuel. Okay. Now, Jonah's sin found him out. Guess what? So did Saul. Saul's sin found him out. He wasn't even a... And Saul was a disobedient... He was disobedient and most likely probably wasn't saved. But Saul's sin found him out. Okay? Now, while you are turning with me to 1 Samuel 15...